You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What is trending? What are people talking about? Well, I guess some are talking about the World Series. The Dodgers won it for their first World Series championship in 30-something years. They're excited. Good for them. ESPN has already put out their predictions for next year's baseball season and where the teams will all fall. And out of 30 teams, they picked the Colorado Rockies to be number 27.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just makes them want to try harder, right, Dom?
Sure. That's it, Jer.
We'll try show harder. Them. We'll show ESPN.
They gave the Rockies 100-1 odds to win the World Series next year. So go put $10 down, you can win $1,000. Maybe. There's a survey out of who are the biggest whiners and complainers in the NFL. For players, they picked Tom Brady as the number one crybaby. And they picked Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots as the biggest crybaby coach.
I could see that. Grumpy pants.
With his hoodie. He does commercials now. They don't even really... They're such horrible commercials.
Oh, for I guess the some people sandwich like place,
Subway,
right?
Yeah. And they're just bad.
They're not good. No wonder he's crabby.
Speaking of being a crybaby, I have to share this again. I was bawling like a baby this morning. I was watching these two videos, and I finally ended up having to share them to our Facebook page, where I said, look, I'm not too proud to admit it. I was weeping this morning, and I think it's because we are living in a tempestuous world of vile feelings, anger from people, you know, spewing this and that. The social media is loaded with all sorts of hate speak, and people are just in it. And I'm tired of all of that. And I find these videos of this guy who's dealing with his father who has dementia. And his father is a former music teacher. This is over in the UK, by the way. His dad's a former music teacher. And so he would get his dad to do what his dad used to do for party tricks. Somebody would give him four notes at random on a piano, and the dad would then improvise, sitting there, a song based on those four notes. And so there's two videos, Jeremy. One of them is the son sitting his dad with dementia down at the piano and giving him these four notes. Mm-hmm. And the dad right there comes up with this gorgeous melody. It's beautiful. The video of that went viral. Somebody sent it over to the BBC Philharmonic, and they took all of their members social distance, so they recorded their parts at home, mm-hmm. and they pasted it all together so that you've got the Philharmonic playing this old guy's song.
It's pretty cool.
Dude, I am bawling as I'm watching this because the dad is talking about his love for Stephen Sondheim, the classic, you know, composer and writer. And Stephen Sondheim sends the dad a video saying, I'm going to steal this from you. I love it so much. And
oh,
the dad
awesome.
Is bursting
He's crying,
into tears.
Dom's crying.
I'm crying. And I'm like, this is so beautiful. So I put it on our Facebook page. It's I cute. Would recommend you watch them in order because you might just see the one with the Philharmonic. But that's the second one you need to watch. The first one is the shorter one where the son is recording it as he gives his dad the four notes.
It's pretty cool.
Dad, play these. And then what do you come... Oh.
Oh.
I'm going to well up again just thinking
you
about it.
You better settle down.
You better move on to another
Take
trending
a
story.
Take a breath.
Go to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
It's on there, yes.
Them.
First thing on
okay,
there.
Okay, what else is trending?
Biggest trending celebrity news you're going to see today. I am freaking out. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are now engaged, Dom. Oh,
more tears.
Now
more
two of
tears.
Us are going to cry. Gwen posted a picture of herself yesterday on her Instagram, kissing Blake, who has no problem saying I love you to her, I bet. And she captioned it, yes, please. And then Blake said, thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. I love you. I heard a yes. I am just so happy that they finally hooked up and are getting engaged.
Too.
And
Except
I'm going to... What?
I feel like an idiot because I thought they were.
No, Dom. These two have been on my vision board for months, wishing and hoping they'd get engaged. And now I can finally take their picture down. They're going to be happy forever. In other news, Kim Kardashian was out tweeting yesterday like a moron.
Who still
she
follows her?
She is turning 40 years old, and she decided to post a bunch of pictures of her and her family and friends on an island. And here's her quote. After 2 weeks of multiple health screenings and quarantining, covering her butt right there, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time.
Normal.
They danced, Dom. They rode bikes. They swam with whales and kayaks. And one person said, this year has humbled most of us too, Kim, especially the 8 million of us that have slipped into poverty. Glad your birthday was fun, though. That was not cool of her to post all those pictures and gush about the private island and blah, 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 blah.
I don't want to speak ill of her. I'll just say she's not for me.
That's rude. It's classless to do that. There's a new song making the rounds. And I guess some people are saying that we're on the verge of having another, like, baby shark type earworm. So this song will probably be scooped up and you'll hear it in advertising and on kids' shows.
Let's hear it.
It's huge in the Netherlands right now, Dom.
Oh, so you got to put on your wooden shoes. It's called and dance to it.
Flip Flap.
Flip Flap.
Flip Flap. And yeah, I spy with my little eye. I happen to have an audio clip here.
Flip Flap. Flooba dooba bop. Flooba dooba beep. Oh, flop. Flip Flap. Flooba dooba bop. Flooba dooba bop. Oh, flip.
You like it?
Flip Flip Flap. Flooba dooba bop. Flooba dooba beep. Oh, flop. Flip Flap. Flooba dooba bop.
Is there a bridge to it? Let's hear it.
I might put that on this weekend when it's, you know.
Time for sexy time.
Sexy time.
Little flip flop. Well, that's what you do, I hear.
All right.
That's the problem. That's what Nicole complains about.
Get off of me.
There's a little too much flip flop.
Well, gross. Hey, check this out.
I like it better than Baby Shark, though.
I do too. It's kind of fun. It's catchy. You can use it as a ringtone or something. I don't know. One of the toys from your childhood is getting all grown up. They're putting out an adult version now of Play-Doh. Brand new product line called Play-Doh for Grown-Ups. Just like regular Play-Doh, but now it's going to come in adult scents, like overpriced latte, dad sneakers, mom jeans, spa day. What do mom jeans smell like? Lord of the Lawn and the Grill King. So that one probably smells like mesquite or something. The lawn one, probably grass.
Well, that's actually pretty cool. You know, if you're an adult and your kid busts out the Play-Doh, you can't resist anyway, can you?
I love the little machine that you shove it in and then you push the handle down and it squirts out like the spaghetti noodle kind.
Yeah, right.
Those are the best, right? Anyway, it's a pack of six for $12. I think Dom looked it up earlier and said they were sold out already.
When I saw earlier this morning, they were sold out.
Oh, no. Now, we'll never know what mom jeans smell like.
Just, you know what? Just listen to some flip-flop and put a smile back on your face.
I'm not playing it again. There's a new TikTok trend right now where people are gluing, super gluing vampire teeth in their mouth. Probably there on your chompers on the side. They're gluing the vampire teeth. Of course, dentists everywhere. 9 out of 10 dentists say, don't do that. You're going to do permanent damage to your teeth, and you can actually poison yourself with the super glue.
Well.
Whatever. Live your life.
What do they call those? The Darwin Awards?
Yeah, just say keep doing it. You're keeping doctors employed, dentists employed.
I mean, you know what? It thins the herd.
It
so.
Really does. Just keep doing it. Whatever. And then real quick, I do have to give you this good news for 2020. Finally, some good news coming out. There's a new pill to prevent snoring in the works. Now, this is kind of interesting. It combines two non-sleep drugs to knock out the snoring. One is a drug for ADHD, and the other is to use to treat people with overactive bladders. And they say when they combine those two, it reduces snoring by 74%. So this right here is going to save a lot of marriages, in my opinion, because a knick-knack snores. It's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, fella, she's taken. She snores like an ox. But
no,
yeah.
It's not that bad. I barely noticed it.
Deep sleeper.
It's interesting because they actually found this out a couple of years ago. They said this was a 2018 study, and ADHD, and the other one is technically it's for incontinence.
Right.
And so you'd think, what the hell do those have in common? The answer is maybe nothing, but combined, they caused a huge drop. So they're doing a clinical trials now, like they're doing with the vaccine stuff, just to make sure this is safe.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, Jeremy, you're right. This could change a lot of lives.
Incontinence is when you can't stop peeing, right?
Like incontinence is when you pee without...
Oh, you just know, go.
You just go. You're like, oh... Oops.
All right.
Oops, I just peed a little
All
bit.
All right, I don't want to... All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
It's going to happen to you eventually, so I wouldn't make too much fun of it.
Nobody made fun. Go to our Facebook page.
There are a lot of women who say that after childbirth, they have, like, if they laugh or they hiccup or something like that, they'll...
Comes out. But that's... Never mind. Let's go to our Facebook page.
Am I making you uncomfortable again?
Nope. It's just one of those topics where you don't really know what you can and can't say.
Because
it does lend itself to a few jokes, a few zingers, you know.
But it's a serious problem for people.
But it's a serious problem.
It's a serious problem.
So that's why we are going to move on to our clickbait.
Okay.
Which involves a power washer, oddly enough. Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy, and you can watch a guy carve a pumpkin with a power washer. Such a guy thing. And the end result actually is pretty good. It looks kind of spooky.
So it doesn't destroy the whole pumpkin?
No, he carves it with the power washer and it stays intact. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.